Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9.9 KISW.
Kent versus the FCC on the way. Yes, we will drink when toast with a shot of the day and the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time. As we celebrate 50 years of KISW, Ryan Castle, Saturday and Sunday at noon, brings you 25 from 50. This week on 25 from 50, the top 25 bass players of all time. These two bands have rock and basses, but they will not be included in 25 from 50. Give it up for D-Lite. And Groove is in the Heart, taking on the Bee Gees.
Ted, did you just air guitar that little...
This is a fun guitar to play.
You cannot not dance with the song. It's impossible.
Ted, air guitar. Oh, yeah.
Here's how you vote on Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get to vote there now because one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Yeah. That's your Bad Choice Friday. All right, now time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. You've got mail. And our question, who got punked by a really good prank? We'll start with some of these from today. Guys, back when my husband and I were first living together, he had a bad habit of peeing in Gatorade bottles and leaving it by the computer for me to clean up later. One day after numerous pleads for him to stop, I'd had enough. I picked it up and put it in the refrigerator. Later after work, I checked the refrigerator and saw that it was gone. He admitted he tried to drink it. 10 years later, I've not had to throw a pee bottle away. Cheers, bitches. That from Chandra. Let's see here. Guys, I was stationed in Japan back in 83. A bunch of us Marines went with a couple of Japanese Self-Defense Forces air traffic controllers we work with to a club in one of the towns. It was quite a ways from the U.S. base, so they didn't really see many Americans. So when we showed up, we were the main attraction, to say the least. Anyhow, there was a very cute gal that kept looking over at our table. So after several Jack and Cokes, I went over to ask her to dance. But being a good Marine, I came prepared, as I had had one of the Japanese controllers teach me how to ask her in Japanese. Armed with my newfound knowledge of the Japanese language, I walked up to her table. I respectfully acknowledged the guys at her table and word for word repeated what I was told. And as I start to talk, her smile turns into a frown. Then she tosses her glass of water in my face. I was shocked by her reaction and turned to go back to my table and saw that everyone there was in hysterics. And I knew that I had apparently did not ask her to dance, but instead asked her to perform a certain act on my man bits. That from Dave.
Listen, Dave, if I've learned one thing in my life, that's one thing more than most people think. But one thing I know to be true. Do not ever take advice or trust your friends when they say you're going to a foreign country and they say, hey, just say this. Because I want you to remember, you would do the same thing to them. Mm-hmm. They will do not repeat anything that your friends told you you should say in a foreign country. I'm always like, I will never say what you just said, even if you're telling me the truth.
Guys, I used to carpool over 50 miles each way with a friend. When he drove, I was awake both ways. When I drove, he would sleep the whole damn drive. On the way home one afternoon, I changed the time on the car ahead 1 hour. He woke up and looked at the clock and said, traffic was bad. I said, yeah, horrible. And I went home. Next day, he told me it was 2 to 3 hours later before he figured out why his mind and body were off by an hour all night long. He didn't sleep on the commute for a while. Enjoy your show, guys. Thanks for doing what you do. That from Jerry. All the guys, I was working as a cop and found out some kids I knew from a local church were pranking by taking election campaign signs from people's yards. I called both of the guys and said I was an FBI agent investigating the theft of campaign signs. One of the guys about pooped his pants over the phone, but I never got in touch with the other one. I later heard he was avoiding the phone. One night on the way home from work, I found out the second kid was at the church. So I drove to the church. I was still in uniform and was driving my black 96 Impala SS. Looks a lot like a cop car. I saw the kid in the parking lot, turned on my high beams, got out of the car with my flashlight, and yelled at him to kneel in front of my car with his hands up. I came up to him, and the look on his face was priceless when he found out I was the FBI guy. Rock on. That from Juan. Working on a job site in Redmond and got into the job trailer before the assistant superintendent got there. I found the air horn that they use for site emergencies and taped it to the underside of his office chair. So when he sits down, it blared super loud in a tiny 10 by 20 job trailer. The best part was the woman at the desk next to him was mad at him, even though she knew that I was the one that did it. That from Sam the Fishman. Ola Bacholas had an ex-girlfriend who was very attractive but was a little fuzzy in the face. It was known to everyone, but no one ever said anything. I came up with the idea to buy her a beard and mustache trimmer for her 18th birthday. My buddy and I bought it from the Walgreens near his house. Our good friend was the cashier when we purchased it. He looked at us like, why in the F? Because we couldn't grow facial hair. We wrapped it nicely and placed it on the windshield so she would see it when she came out. Obviously, she was very upset, and so were most of my friends. I apologized, and she crapped in his drawer 2 weeks later.
Oh, damn.
I'm just going to say it that way. That from Clap.
That's pretty rough, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I knew a girl that had, like, a blonde beard.
Mm-hmm.
She's still hot.
Yeah.
Don't mind your beard, baby.
Yeah, but, like, you would never say anything to her.
No.
No, there are certain things you just know. Do not bring it up.
Guys, please, on the birthdays, please wish Preston, a.k.a. Car Show, a very happy 16th birthday. Please have Coach Ted give advice for the game tonight when the mighty Lake Stevens Vikings plan to pummel the Snohomish Panthers. Love, Dad, Grumposaurus Rex, and T-Bone.
Simple. We're going to go out there tonight. We're going to establish the run. We're going to dominate the line of scrimmage because that's what we got to do to win. And then at the end of the day, look, this is our house, right? We don't lose here. And we only got to do 3 things tonight. We're going to block, tackle, win. Let's go. Hey.
Guys, my boyfriend Randy, a big fan of your show, and he would love it if you would give him a shout-out with the Dirty Germans and a fish sandwich montage, please. Thank you so much. All the best. That from Melissa.
Yeah, I like his name Randy. Even though that is not my name, it is my description.
Yeah, you know, when I think of the Randys, I always think of them being completely naked. But yet, there's still that one little stick to hold on to. Thank you, Randy.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich? So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You want your fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, dinosaurs, can I get a birthday shout-out to my beautiful and wonderful wife, Leah? She's been an avid listener of your show since the very beginning. Being the awesome wife she is, she always gets me a birthday shout-out every single year. And every time for me, I try to repay that gesture. Could you get thrills, Captain Crunch, talking about teaching elementary school during these tough times? Thank you, guys, and rock on. That from Justin in Monroe.
The captain used to be a substitute teacher until they found out, quote, things about me. So it's been a while, but just know that all the children in your classroom enjoy my cereal as well as my fellow mascots. So if you really want to educate them, just let them know that Toucan Sam is a huge feathered hog. Crunch berries.
But he's got a big nose. Oh, Macholas, I want to give a big...
You know what they say.
Yeah.
It has stripes, too.
I want to give a big men's room shout-out to my husband, Max, for his 32nd birthday today. Lifelong listener and huge fan. How about you like that? Your penis is too small. And that's some dirty German talk. Dealer's choice. Thanks, guys, and keep killing it. Cheers. That from Haley.
You like that?
Yeah, you know, the captain was talking about the toucan salmon. One of the things that you rarely hear about him is that he likes to call his backside his leather fruit loop.
Yeah, this Max fella. Sounds like he has a big night ahead of him. I talked to him earlier. I said, Max, what are you going to do tonight? And he said, comment on Haley's face.
Oh, come on.
Comment. Haley, it's a famous comment.
Oh.
He does it once every 79 years.
Yeah, right. It's a big one.
Better wear your goggles.
Jesus.
Good God.
Yeah, what was the Nickelodeon show where you get slimed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can't do that on television.
That's how they invented the game show.
Isn't it called Gack?
Guys, my best
Don't
friend.
Talk back.
My best friend, Matthew. He's completed his 35th solar rotation today. How about a here comes the dope pusher, a Leroy Jenkins, and an owl hitting the window on this auspicious day. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Michael.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
That one just isn't as funny anymore.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Today is my boyfriend's 40th birthday. Can you send Joshua Lee Fox a dirty German birthday greeting with a southern Arkansas twist, as he is from Arkansas and is a huge Razorback fan. Love, Andrea, his Canadian, Asian, Italian, and Huxley.
Yeah, I know that you're a Razorback fan. I also like women with very hairy backs. It's just the razor to reveal that fresh skin underneath that is so exciting.
Yes, it must be very strange for this Canadian lady to be having sex with a man. So every time he has sex, he goes, "Ooh, pig suey."
Yeah, it is not an insult to you. It is just a thing they do in Arkansas.
Yeah, I wonder if he calls it 40 minutes of hell as well.
Yeah, he calls me his personal razor black.
Jesus.
All the beaches. I want to give a birthday shout out to my dad. Let's see here. We already just did that. Same. That's from his lovely daughter, Layla. So that's also for
I kind of like that one. That's just
well.
Plain.
Please,
you know what? Give one to my dad.
That's it. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. Let's see what we got to Ola Macholas. I've been biting my tongue for quite some time about y'all's hate for lima beans.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Uh-huh.
After and big, not y'all's. I have defended lima beans since the day I've been on the show.
After Big Dummy, Thursday night, I see y'all might have gotten a little clarity. Limas are delicious when cooked right. Get the large white limas, soak overnight, put in a crock pot the next morning with a couple of smoked ham hocks or smoked neck bones with chicken or vegetable stock, salt, and pepper. Add a bay leaf if you want some diced onion and celery. Throw that in. Cook all day. Serve over rice. My wife always hated lima beans until she had mine. Now it's a staple. You're welcome. That from Greg down in Georgia. P.S. You can basically do the exact same thing with green beans as well.
You can tell he's from Georgia because the recipe sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. And all the y'alls.
Heat right. Ham hock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's key. You know, and
I don't know anybody outside of the South that would use, like, just that term, ham hock.
But if you put them in beans every time, man, I mean, you can't go wrong. Sometimes if you get one that's really too smoky, it'll add too much smoke to it. But if you can just get a regular ham hock that has
a
smoke.
That's a smoky ham hock.
Is a ham hock the same thing as a pork knuckle?
Yeah. Yeah, basically the same thing, yeah. Mm. Hola, happy positive Friday.
But not
you
a
bitches.
Moose knuckle.
I've never had the experience of blacking out from drinking, suffice to say. I remember the good and the bad times equally as far as memorable drinking moments. But one instance in particular comes to mind. I lived in a house with three other dudes, and three out of the four of us worked at the same job. Fantastic gig, pay was decent, boss was cool, and the job was fairly simple. Problem was that we were contracted under a bigger company that was to make the decision to extend our contract by New Year's Eve or let us go. We had a very sure feeling that we were going to be let go, so we decided to hold a massive New Year's Eve party. I knew that losing our job meant that we had to budget ourselves on alcohol. So that night, I found a deal on Cook's Champagne, $2 for $9.
Must be good.
And decided that I was going to double fist both bottles throughout the night. The party was amazing. We had live bands playing in our basement and a bonfire in the backyard. The only incident was a dude who disagreed with me on something and pushed me. Not knowing who I was 2 seconds from shoving him into the bonfire, but someone came in between us. Otherwise, great night. Best hangover ever. Rock on. That from Christopher. And one more as far as food allergies are concerned. Bitches in beer or not, as I am allergic to something in beer. The intolerance turned into an allergy that I couldn't fight through around my 25th year. My last beer was a Black Butt Porter on Christmas Eve in 2015 with my lunch.
Solid beer.
I finished
it
knowing it was my last one after the first sip, and promptly hated life until the next morning. Other annoying allergies developed around that time are apples and jalapenos. The apple one sucks because they are an omnipresent in Washington, and that means no more ciders or Canadian whiskey. The whiskey one surprised me, as Canadian whiskey is cut with apple juice. The hangover after only 4 ounces is just not worth it.
Damn.
Rock on and stay beautiful, guys. That from the friendly IT guy.
I had a Honeycrisp last night.
Okay. Delicious. All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Ooh. One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutters. They cut socks. Three sock cutters. They cut socks. Four sock cutters. They cut socks.
Three times fast.
One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutters. They cut socks. Three sock cutters. They cut socks. Four sock cutters. They cut socks.
One.
One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutter. They cut socks. Three sock cutters. They cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
Two.
One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Big win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh, man. What a firestorm of creativity we had last night.
And sorry, guys, that's why we sent you to bed early, made the hot cocoa early.
That was,
watched the family movie.
You know, when creative.
Related.
You could have let Mike and I finish the game.
Hey, we will finish it tomorrow. It was a really good game.
It was a creative.
Yeah, everybody's cool. Let's talk about
unbelievable session. But so we do all that work last night. We come in here and in the emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
I wish we'd known that. We would have let you stay up to watch the game.
Listener,
we'd have had more cocoa.
Ted versus the FCC.
We'd have added more marshmallows. Ted has that weird marshmallow allergy thing. If he has too many, he goes crazy. Right?
And as we always say here in the men's room,
I like the little ones.
The listener comes first, right? Especially in Mike's household. Listener comes first.
Yeah!
Absolutely.
Oh!
Hey!
Says Ola.
I'm pretty sure Miles is the only one with that rule.
Yeah. I think Miles and Thrill work too hard. This email.
Thank you, man. If you had seen this last night, you wouldn't have believed it.
So I made this tongue twister to give him a break for once. That from Patrick.
Patrick, you are a good man.
And Patrick's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Cupid stunt is a cunning stunt. Mm. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
Wow.
The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
This guy's...
He's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's not even real.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
Three times fast.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
One.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
Two.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
Three. On to the big win.
Let's go, Tom.
Boom. That's how it's done.
Seattle baseball team.
Big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the men's room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, we're checking out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. 84% of people claim that they would exercise more if it wasn't so boring.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
And it's I think outside of playing like a sport you like, basically exercise, people do it to stay in shape.
Exactly.
And they should.
They do it because they have to. I mean, I've played the gym life. There was a gym at the last apartment complex that I was in. And yeah, it is long, drawn out, boring. You're sitting on a treadmill, which if that's your gig, power to you. It's not mine. I was lucky that there was a TV in there, honestly.
Right, like sometimes I'll tell people I like running stairs or go as opposed to running.
Right.
But if I had a choice between sitting on the couch and watching college football or doing the stairs, I would watch the college football.
You bet.
Right. Yeah. It's like in the version of what you're doing, you like that version.
Exactly.
I like none of it. That's why I get mad when they're like, and look, I get you want to do good charitable things. And sure. Jones, for the 5 mile fun run, like, it's not fun.
No. Yeah.
It's not fun.
Right.
I'm doing this because it goes to a good cause. Look, am I smiling? I am not.
Right. You
this
know what?
Is not fun.
I have more fun walking than I do running, but at least they call that a walk-a-thon.
So that's why I like what we do. You want to get the charity, drink a beer.
There you go.
That's it.
Is good, yeah.
You don't have to run.
Bottoms up.
You don't have to do a damn thing except be the degenerate that you are.
There you go. Good news, gents. We are about 1 month away from the return
of
the McRib. So everybody get ready to shell out $5 just to remember why the McRib goes away once a year.
The headline that you remember that you don't like it.
That's right.
The headline.
Right. That's what I say. Get ready to get all fired up and disappointed.
The headline I read said McDonald's has rediscovered the animal responsible for the McRib.
Man, we had a bad. Well, here's the big deal is that it's coming back nationwide. It's just, right. We usually just do it city, like regional here and there.
Okay.
But remember, we had that bag in the old studio throw. That bag of them sat in there for a while.
Because everyone's so been in the one and we're like, oh.
See, I don't mind the McRib. But again, after one, I'm good. I love barbecue sauce. That's why I like the McRib, because yeah. I love barbecue sauce. And that is basically a plastic patty smothered in barbecue sauce.
And that's why they started doing it in limited release, because they were like, if we only do it once in a while, people go ape stuff for
it. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, they forget that you don't like it.
Exactly. Just got onions and pickles and a big old batch of barbecue sauce on it. We're good.
Yeah, it's like I always say, it's like the meat lover's pizza.
Sure.
Or once a year you get it.
You do. And now that you mention it, Ted, it has been a hot minute since I've gotten a meat lover's pizza.
Ooh.
I think we're due.
You should chop up a McRib and put it on a pizza.
Hell yeah.
Problem with that is, man, you can only have, like, it's like Chicago pizza. Like, I like to have, if I'm going to sit down and really cheat, I want, like, 3 pieces of pizza. You know what I mean? I can only get through, like, 1 or 2 of those. I'm like, I've had enough. I've had enough.
Help.
Yeah, that's a pizza you hunker down with the next day.
Yeah, buddy. There's a man on TikTok with the handle Brian Laundry. Because he looks way too much like him.
All right.
It is unfortunate.
It is. There was also the guy that his name was Justin Bieber, and he was getting all sorts of hate
over
Twitter. I feel like there was another name I don't
John
remember.
John Jones.
Oh, that's right.
That dude's always
Jones.
Like, what did the idiot do this time?
Right. Yeah, what did he do this time, Ted? He screwed up again.
Oh, no, this time, though, it's affected him. He's going to change his life.
Uh-huh. Oh, is
right.
he? You know what? Good. I was waiting for him to turn it around. I'm glad that he said that this time, and he's going to turn around.
Hey, man, there was a Baltimore local sports guy. His name was Jerry Sandusky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when all that stuff went down to Penn State, man, he was getting all the hate. He's like, I mean, he was in tears like, I'm not him.
Right?
I am not the guy
you're
thinking
of. Like, did you just shut down your Twitter for a year at that point? Like,
I would
it's
have,
not
yes.
me, man. It is not me. The rights to the Folgers' Best Part of Waking Up jingle are being auctioned off.
I saw that.
Currently, the last I checked when I wrote that down, it was like $90,500.
Well, then what do you do with it? So you're going to sell
you
it back to
it.
Folgers.
Now I can use it.
For, yes, all those moments that I need
exactly,
to jingle.
Exactly, man. I would bring it onto my headline segment, and that's what I would use it for. I would just use it in there somewhere.
Can you not use it now?
No, it's currently still owned by Folgers, but they're auctioning it off.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then if I were to buy it, like, they couldn't come down on me. It's mine.
I'd change the lyrics, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it's just the best part of waking up. That's right. What they own.
Yeah, it's a great jingle.
Does that mean they're coming up with a new jingle? If you're selling the rights to it, right? Because once you sell the rights, if Folgers wanted to use it, that person could then charge them. So that tells me there's a new jingle on the way.
Yeah.
They'll want the old one back.
Eventually.
They'll come up with some new crap. And it
new
won't
jingle.
Work. They'll be like, we should just stick with what works.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has known it.
But I think the problem is people are so used to going out and getting coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, instant coffee. They're like, all right, we got to re...
Folgers!
Let me ask you a question.
Put it in your cup!
Let me ask you a question. You go to your local coffee shop, right?
All right.
All right.
They've got dark roast, they got medium roast, they got light roast, they also have Folgers.
I'm getting the Folgers.
I'm going light roast.
Would you buy a Folgers at a coffee shop?
I would at least once. Say, all right, why do they have Folgers?
I have Folgers in my home.
I know that.
Because that's your home.
But you're not going to make it because you're at the coffee shop. You're like, you know what? I like Folgers. Just give me a cup of Folgers.
I would do it just because I like the consistency.
I can get my Americana or Folgers.
Exactly. I know what I'm getting.
Can I get a Folgers Americana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
It'd be like going to a restaurant and they have Totino's party rolls.
Yeah, right.
Pizza rolls or party pizzas. You're like, you know what? I'm going to take one of those for nap.
I'm convinced that's what half people do for mozzarella cheese sticks.
Mm-hmm. I am too. And some of them are. Yeah. And Mike, technically, you couldn't. Folgers can't be an Americana because that's Americano because that's espresso.
Oh, true enough. Mm-hmm. That's fact. Good job.
There's espresso.
By the way, Mike, we were talking about people that share names.
Indeed.
Jerry Sandusky, etc. Someone here says, my name is Jeremy Sumter.
All right.
I get confused with the. It's a little dude that played Peter Pan. So my Facebook is always getting blown up with these little girls trying to friend request me. It's so damn annoying.
Look at the picture, for goodness sake.
You look different in real life.
Right. The hell.
Hey, look, there's amazing things people don't notice. Just a quick aside. Years ago, the band Kiss, they did their Halloween special, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
All right.
Which is the worst thing that has ever been made. But as a child, I really, really wanted to see it.
Sure.
At the time that this was going on, the band's going through the stuff, the lead guitar player, he's all drugged out, whacked out, all this. So he kind of walks off the set, does his own thing for a while. Time is money, they keep filming, and he goes, the one thing that no one noticed, there's a scene where they're fighting.
Yeah.
And he goes, they had a stuntman take over for me, because you're wearing the face makeup.
All right.
It was a black dude.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they're like, still, nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. If you ever get the chance to go back to see that, you'll notice after he tells you, but you're like, damn, man.
Do you guys know what the most popular search term on Bing is?
I read this.
Bada.
It is absolutely the right answer.
It's phenomenal.
Beer.
Where's Google?
Exactly, Google.
Oh, that
Google
makes sense.
Is the number one search term on Bing.
I can't believe they haven't folded that division yet.
I know, right?
I mean, look,
no one uses it.
You're being a follower in the first place.
Right.
So there's no point in trying to match what is already working, what is already dominant.
You
missed the boat.
How do you make it?
Well, I mean, but it's like Burger King made a decent living. And also, hear me out. It's like Windows phones, right, just never worked in the States, but they are massive in Asia.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All
so right. Sometimes it's just different markets that use, like, different things.
I think the problem they've run into is that most people buy Q-tips, not because you could tell the difference between your average cotton swab and a Q-tip, but it's just called a Q-tip.
I think
Kleenex does well. So with Google, it's just people, even if you go to Bing, hey, I'm going to go Google this on Bing. Like, Google has become the verb.
I agree with your analogy.
I know what you mean, but
you know, like, I've got the ones that are like the pink sticks on the Q-tips.
Well, the pink ones, you can tell.
They're horrible. They're all soft, and, like, a cotton is not really.
But look, you're right. It's one of the laws of marketing. But also, at Jeeves was there before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, for Bing, like, a lot of people are always like, you can't have the same.
Can't.
I mean, it'd never be as big as Google, but I'm saying, like, right. Burger King's a pretty big company.
Yeah.
It's, yes, it'll never be McDonald's.
Right.
Right. Yeah. COVID has been linked to restless anal syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
That is basically when you, I was reading about it. Basically, it creates a nagging feeling in the anus if you are sitting still.
What is, like, a nagging feel? Like,
it's,
nagging,
it's a pain,
me
it's a pinch.
What?
It is itchy? It is a discomfort. I don't know if it's itchy, but
do I feel like I need to poop?
Basically,
I mean,
the only way that you can make it better without going into the doctor and getting some sort of treatment for it is to actually move around. You get up and you walk about, and then you don't feel that nagging feeling back there. But they have a hell of a time laying down and going to bed at night because they're sitting there and it keeps pinching, it keeps spasming, it keeps aching.
I don't want that.
No, you do not. As funny as it sounds, you do not want it because that is torture and it sucks.
Restless anal syndrome.
Yes. Mm. 1 in 8 people over 50 are having sex 5 times a week.
Sweet.
Good for them.
I'm keeping that number down.
Let's see, there's 2 in here. Alrighty then.
Man, 5 times a week, that's good.
That is really
that's
good.
That's getting it done.
Yeah.
That is getting it done. Let's see. Most Americans say breakfast is important, but they're too busy for it.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works.
Is it?
What, important?
Well, it's one of those things that was, like, beaten to your head and stuff. But then I see, there's some newer stuff. They're like, you don't have to eat breakfast.
Okay.
No.
And like, I mean, remember the feared food pyramid we grew up with? I don't think it's even right anymore.
Here's the deal.
Right, they've changed that.
I've got room for one thing in my life, like in the morning. So that's probably going to be, like, if I can, I'll go to the gym, right? Sure. Now, if I got up in the morning, if I did not sleep to the last possible minute that I could, and I actually got up like a half an hour, 45 minutes earlier, I could get stuff done. There's a breakfast spot right by my house. You know, that's Roxy's Diner. I walk by there all the time. They're serving breakfast. I'm like, why don't I get up like one day a week?
Yes.
And just go in there and sit at the counter.
Do it.
Have a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And have some breakfast. And the reason is because I sleep in until the last possible minute.
Well, quit.
Every single time.
Wake up early in the morning, get over there, Miles.
I know that, but I don't.
Just do it.
Well, yeah, okay. That's one day a week.
Yeah.
Grab me a bagel.
Last time I was in there, it was like 3 Jamesons and, you know.
But we still had breakfast.
2 Miller Highlights.
But we also had breakfast.
Yeah, we did.
We did have breakfast. We just had a lot of booze with it.
Just set your alarm on right now on your phone that'll wake you up on like Wednesday morning and go on down there and treat yourself to a breakfast.
And that's the problem because I know I'm going to walk in there and still want those 2 Jamesons.
Yeah,
right. High life. And I'm like, oh, dude, it's Wednesday. Oh, I got to go to work. Serious.
No.
It's kind of my off day breakfast spot.
If I'm not doing early day drinking or going to the gym, I rarely will eat breakfast.
No. Right. Yeah. But also that I think of more of going to a place on a, that's more of a weekend thing for me when I have a day off. So okay. If I do have a couple, I can go to bed. You know what I mean?
Just the only time I might eat breakfast is on a weekend. And even then, not Sunday, because by the time I get up, football pregame is on and I have no interest in doing anything that's not football related. But like, I realize we make breakfast almost every morning, just not for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Kids are when fed. I stay with my friends that have small children, I always eat breakfast.
Yeah, right. You are up. You're making something, dude.
Also, Mike, here's a key. After 11 o'clock, if I'm really stoned, but I'm hungry, right, I tend to go to breakfast food. There's nothing better that you can put in your mouth in a bowl of cereal, or I get those Eggo waffles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pop one of those in the toaster, man, like 11:15 a night. You know what I mean? Smother that bad boy in butter and maple syrup. Man, just you eat one of those, you're like, it's like dessert.
It really is.
This is great.
Google Trends looked at the top baby names that we've been Googling over the past year, and good news for you guys. I have the top 10 girls and the top 10 boys names that we've been Googling over this last year. These are some of my favorite lists.
They're not necessarily babies name this, but just what people are Googling.
Correct. So these are kind of names that they're scoping out for babies.
Oh, boy.
Place your bets. We're going to start with the boy names.
Jasper.
Jasper, not a bad call. Miles, where are you hitting on this one as far as baby names go?
I am not in tune with what's happening with the younger generation as far as what they're watching on TV. So
okay.
I'm not that I'm passing on this one, but I'll say something like Aiden.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Not
Aiden,
a bad call.
Caden, Jaden. I'm going to guess Noah. People seem to be getting biblical with
it. Yeah, and I'll throw in an Axel.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here you go as far as the top boy names. Number 10, Hunter.
Yeah, we'll
Hunter, I feel like it's still good on that one.
It's still a younger name. There's not a lot of Hunters over 30.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, because they're dead.
You're talking about Hunter S. Thompson?
I am. That was a dark joke. I apologize.
Number 9, Logan.
All right.
All right.
Number 8 is Jackson, spelled J-A-X-S-O-N.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
I kind of like that one.
Well, you get to put an X in your name, but you'll never be able to find a license plate with your name on it.
Yeah.
In 20 years, they will, because Jackson is becoming that.
Or like a keychain or whatever they say.
Let it go.
Hey-o. In a surprising twist, number 7, Jackson.
Oh!
Spelled J-A-X-O-N. So there's one that is J-A-X-S-O-N, and there's one that's J-A-X-O-N.
I prefer J-A-X-O-N.
What got popular where that is the, instead of spelling it J-A-C-K.
It's just a switching up. They've been doing it with chicks for a while, right? They started switching up the spelling a little bit, not so much with guys, but I feel like Jackson has become that name.
It doesn't
that
every
way
generation.
Jax.
And I feel like every generation has the same names, right?
Pretty
like
much.
My age, around 40, you still meet a lot of like Teds, like
Tears, Wendy, Susan,
you might have
Sarah.
It with Jax, though, because Sons of Anarchy, that was the main character's name. I don't know how much that's still carrying over today, because that show ended, what,
six years ago? You can date people and get an appropriate age, not based on their looks necessarily all the time, but based on their name.
Exactly. Number 6, Levi, as far as the top baby names we're Googling in 2021.
I have a good friend named Levi.
I like pants.
Yeah, we've all been in his party buses. Shout out to Lion Pride.
Number 5, Top Gun name there, Ted.
Maverick.
Goose. Maverick.
Oh, really?
Goose. Maverick. Get out of here.
It's a good, strong name. I like the name Maverick.
That was
the
name their son, Goose.
Well, that was my dad.
This is my son, Iceman. Number 4, Caleb.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like we all knew a Caleb.
We did. But I knew, like, one.
Right.
What, are they all dead now?
I knew a Caleb. Yeah, they're all dead. Every one of them.
I just don't talk to them anymore. Number 3, Kai.
K-A-I?
K-A-I, Kai.
Kai.
The only one that was mentioned in this room is at number 2, Miles Montgomery. You got it with
Did I get it right?
At number 2.
Okay.
Wow.
And then this is the number 1 boy name that we are Googling in 2021, based after the new Pixar movie, Luca.
Really?
Luca.
Whatever.
Well, name could that also be because of the NBA player? MVP, Luka Doncic?
It could be.
It could be.
Could also be Luca Brasi.
Oh, he sleeps or swims with the fishes
there you
now.
Go.
Who sang the song, My Name is Luca?
I was just trying to think that.
My name is Luca. I live on the... Shut up.
That sucks.
Top trending girl names, place your bets. What are we doing here in 2021 for girl names?
See, Madison has run its course.
Okay.
As far as that goes, so...
Right, my niece was a Madeline.
I'm going to give my girl a stripper name. Give her, I'll say Lexus.
All right.
Lucy.
Lucy, okay. Ted?
Becky.
Here we go. As far as the
Karen,
top trending girl
Karen,
names,
Karen.
I guarantee
no, that name is gonna absolutely
Becky
go
with
away.
Bad
man.
Hair.
Number 10, Aria. Much like the Vegas hotel, A-R-I-A, Aria.
I would go Ariola, but not Aria.
Oh God,
is that because of Grande?
Oh shoot, it might.
Or
be.
She's Ariana.
Wait yeah, she's
that.
Ariana.
Wait
Ariana.
On that one. Number 9, Mila.
Oh yeah, like
or
Mila Kunis.
I guess. Yeah,
Mila Kunis.
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 Kunis. Like she was in Roots.
Exactly. It's like, well, she is a little darker skin. I mean, come on. She's got a dark complexion.
Could also be Mila Jovovich.
She was the Black Swan.
That's what the movie's about. So she did her name change.
Top trending girl names, number 8, Eliana.
Eliana?
E-L-I-A-N-A. Eliana. Number 7, Amelia, with an A.
That's an old school name.
It is an old school name. It's a good name, though. It's a very pretty name. I'm glad it's coming back.
Who's the first person to think of?
Bad pilot.
Amelia? Yeah. Pretty much.
Bad pilot.
We don't know where
she's
at.
Maybe bad aircraft. You know what I mean? Maybe she was a pretty competent pilot.
I don't know. But I'm just saying, that's what comes to
mind.
Okay,
let me ask you this, Miles. It's 25 years from now. We get on the flight, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm your Captain Amelia. I'm like... Get me off.
We're out.
Get me off this plane. Sorry, man.
We're flying to the South Pacific?
I was gonna say, we're going to Australia?
Is that the Bermuda Triangle?
It doesn't matter where you're going, we won't reach our destination.
Top trending girl names, number 6, that is where we find Ariana. All right. Is it Ariana or Ariana? I remember I get all
I
kinds
think
of
it's Ariana.
I can't remember
it's
which
like,
one it is.
Yeah, it's Ariana.
Is it the hard R or is it like air, up in the air?
I always say air because it'll piss them off.
Yeah, Ariana.
Ariana.
Grande. Ariana. Number 5, Naomi. I knew one Naomi in school.
Wow, it was a pretty strong name when I was growing up, but it disappeared for 30 years, man.
I feel
I think of Campbell.
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell, not bad. I feel like Naomi is a name that you own. Like, you gotta own the name Naomi.
I'm thinking back. The two Naomis that I knew throughout my years in school, both of them were cool, but you would not F with either one of them.
No, no way.
See, I feel like Naomi, that's one of those names where, like, there's no middle ground. She's either like a troll or super hot.
A troll.
Top trending girl names, number four, Isla.
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 Isla Fisher.
Like Isla Fisher. I was watching Wedding Crashers just this week.
She is not ugly.
No, she is not.
She's an actress.
Number three, Everly.
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 So not Beverly, but Everly.
I feel like I've recently heard about an Everly. I feel like a friend of mine had a baby and called her Everly. Number two, Autumn. Always a classic name.
Hey, we're here at the time of the year.
Exactly.
There's Autumn, there's Summer.
It's Thawtumn.
Thawtumn, that's true. Good work
right
there,
now,
Ted.
Not the kid's name.
And this is the number one, the top trending girl name, and it is Olivia.
Oh, all right.
It's a good name. I like the name Olivia.
It's always, on there.
It's always Olivia.
That is a name that seems will never go away.
Truth. Oh, shoot. Come here. Doggone it. My computer's acting up. Hey,
all right.
Man.
All right.
By the way, real quick, somebody points out Naomi is just I moan backwards.
Well, you hope so.
Well done. A man by the name of Arthur Brooks wrote a piece on how to build a life, but there's something a little ironic about it.
What is the irony there? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, so we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.